Welcome to the Data Protection Principles Learning Program. Accompany Henry through the subject of data protection and familiarize yourself with the key requirements of the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR. Take a look at the instructions first, and if you wish to deactivate the audio, click on the speaker icon. The program starts by clicking on the forwards arrow. Have fun! Welcome to the e-learning module on System Training Introduction. Click Launch to start the module. The menu button lists all topics in this module. The Help button will bring you back to this screen from any screen in the module. Click the Exit button once you have completed the module. Use the Next and Previous buttons to navigate through screens. Use the Replay button on the Seek bar to play the screen again. The Play and Pause toggle button will help you to play or pause the screen. This course covers the basics of email etiquette and how to write effective business emails. By the end of this course, you will be able to craft a message to grab and keep attention, understand the basics of email structure, understand email etiquette and best practices, and tailor your message to your audience's specific needs and expectations. Welcome to Innovations in Patient Experience, Understanding Gratitude. Understanding why patients and families are grateful and how we can respond appropriately to their expressions of gratitude can have a major impact on their overall experience. During this module, we will learn about gratitude and build the skills necessary to accept gratitude and enhance the patient experience. Click Next to get started. Now the course of the aorta and the aortic burrowing becomes visible, as well as its exits to the blood vessels to the neck and head area. Also, the stumps of the thinner-walled but large-caliber pulmonary vessel can be seen. Now, carefully insert the perfusion cannula into the aorta. This is pushed up to just before the aortic valve and fixed with suture material. This connection supplies the heart with nutrient solution. The pressure applied from the outside, unlike in vivo, causes the aortic valves to remain closed so that the nutrient solution flows into the coronary arteries just above the aortic valve.